President Barack Obama's decision on Friday to maintain military commissions to try detainees at Guantanamo Bay has been greeted with unhappiness in some quarters of the progressive community. It came on the same week that the president reversed himself on releasing alleged abusive photos of Gitmo and Iraqi detainees. But White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel tells the Wall Street Journal over the weekend that liberal critics are overplaying the extent to which Obama has changed his views on handling suspected terrorists. He said any compromises on other policies serve the broader purpose of keeping the big priorities moving forward. Philip Gurevich is the co-author of the book The Ballad of Abu Ghraib, just published in paperback. The New Yorker reporter told WMNF Today his thoughts on the president's flip-flop on releasing the photos last week.
You know, the president has been leading in many ways the renewed debate about the Bush administration's torture policies and how to account for them. And he released a lot of memos and recriminalized torture as one of his very first acts in office. So I think that he's really been, in many ways, shining light and at the same time trying to find the right balance between doing so without alienating any of the services and being able to keep the country moving forward and not get all bogged down in the past. So, you know, the fact that he changed his mind, I had this feeling, well, for the last 8 years, we've had a president who didn't ever change his mind, who considered that the sort of ultimate hallmark of his leadership, and it got us into some pretty bad places in these wars. And so what troubled me most about Obama's decision was that he described the photographs of abuse as the acts of a few individuals in the past. And as the memos he himself released have shown, these are not the acts of a few individuals. These are images of soldiers executing American policy that was laid down very, very unambiguously by the President Bush, Vice President Cheney, the Rumsfeld Pentagon, the Justice Department, in a series of legal memoranda and moved down through the military chain of command, utterly unambiguously. The paper trail is really kind of shocking and extremely detailed. And right now you've got the vice president of the old administration, Dick Cheney, making a huge PR offensive and not for a minute denying that it was policy, but simply defending that it was policy.
Yeah, it's been fascinating, and it continues to go on. Let me just ask you this,
Damian. I mean, it's funny, because you see these two debates happening simultaneously. People are like, well, was this were these just rogue soldiers, or was this policy? And then you've got the guy in charge of the policy saying, of course it was policy, and it was good policy. So that's the debate we should really be having, because it wasn't good policy.